And what we see in Jesus is that God is a judge, and he judges sin, and he has righteous indignation against sinners.
You're listening to the Calvary Cast, Passion Week 2020. These podcasts will serve as daily devotionals, walking you through the final days of Jesus' life on earth. Monday, March 30th, 3380. In the morning, when they came from Bethany, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but only leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered at once, and his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" And he was teaching daily in the temple, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children were crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies you have prepared praise'?" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. And when evening came, they went out of the city.
Well, in the previous podcast, we put out the fact that Jesus is king, and we see that clearly in Matthew chapter 21. In the verses we just read, as the Passion Week continues and we go into Monday now of the Passion Week, we have these two accounts of Jesus as judge. I think that's a main point we're seeing here, Jesus as judge. You have, of course, the cursing of the fig tree and then the cleansing of the temple, as it's commonly called. Jesus going into the temple and turning over tables in anger and driving people out. And that is really a picture of Jesus as judge. So yesterday was Jesus as king. Today we see him as judge. That cursing of the fig tree is really interesting. And we think that has reference to, it's a picture of God's judgment against the nation Israel specifically. He planted Israel you would plant a tree and you wanted it to produce fruit. It didn't produce fruit. He saw leaves on the tree, but the tree should have had fruit and it didn't. And so he curses it so that it never bears fruit again. And then in the cleansing of the temple, Jesus comes in there, and of course he finds these money changers, these men who were exchanging currency for the temple currency so that people could take that temple currency and purchase the animals they needed. Specifically, pigeons are mentioned here for the Passover. Jesus is seeing that the worship there had been corrupted. They were using this Passover and the worship there at the temple as a way to make money. And you get the implication they were ripping people off and such. And it had just completely corrupted worship. So you had a fruitlessness from Israel. They were not producing the spiritual fruit God wanted from them. They had rejected him. The religious leaders had rejected the Messiah even to this point, and we're going to continue to do that through the Passion Week. And all of Israel, as God's chosen people, that chosen nation, had become corrupt. And God sees that sin and judges that sin. And we see that in Jesus. And sometimes when we think about Jesus, we don't think about him in terms as his righteous wrath and judgment and indignation against sin may make us uncomfortable to read about him in anger, driving people out of the temple, if that doesn't really line up with our understanding of Jesus. But to understand who Jesus is and what he came to do, we have to see God as the righteous judge. I'm going to read a text that's really hard to read, actually, and I think it was it's prophetic of the specifically the cursing of the fig tree. It's from Hosea 10, or Hosea 9, beginning of verse 10. Like grapes in the wilderness, I found Israel. Like the first fruit on the fig tree in its first season, I saw your fathers. But they came to Baal Peor, and consecrated themselves to the thing of shame, and became detestable like the thing they loved. Ephraim's glory shall fly away like a bird. No birth, no pregnancy, no conception. Even if they bring up children, I will bereave them till none is left. Woe to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I have seen, was like a young palm planted in a meadow. But Ephraim must lead his children out to slaughter. Give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. Every evil of theirs is in Gilgal. There I began to hate them because of the wickedness of their deeds. I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are rebels. Ephraim is stricken. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Even though they give birth, I will put their beloved children to death. My God will reject them because they have not listened to him. They shall be wanderers among the nations. Those are hard words to read. Those are the kind of words when you come to in your morning devotional time, you're wondering what you do with them. Well, I think what we don't do with them is we don't take them out of the Bible or try to explain them away. What we see in those words and what we see in Jesus is that God is a judge. And he judges sin, and he has righteous indignation against sinners, and sinners must pay the penalty of that sin and bear the wrath of God. But here's the good news. The righteous judge came into Israel, displayed his righteous judgment against his rebellious people. And that righteous judge, though, at the end of that week on Friday, went to the cross and bore the righteous indignation of God in himself on that cross. He bore the penalty he did not deserve, but his people did. He absorbed the wrath of God. He bore that penalty so that people like you and me can see that God has a righteous indignation. He judges sinners, and he will judge sinners. But sinners who turn to him in repentance and plead for mercy and look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation will find it. They will be forgiven. And as Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So we can read these judgment passages. We can acknowledge that God is a judge. And then we can immediately turn and thank him for sending his son to bear that judgment on the cross for us so that we can be forgiven and know his grace forever and ever.
The Calvary Cast is a ministry of Calvary Bible Church in Grand Junction, Colorado. At Calvary, we exist for the glory of God, the good of his people, and the Great Commission. You can find out more about Calvary by visiting our website, calvarybiblechurchgj.org. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Thanks for listening.